Hello again, everyone. Thank you for the first time, the first of the meeting, two consecutive days. This is a continuation meeting from last night, and the item that we're at is the PD hire process, and then action items, and then we adjourn. So, Teresa, just for the form's sake, can you kindly call the roll?
Sure. Teresa Allen is present. I'm going to do this. Okay. Teresa Allen is present. All right. Mia Bidiaco?
Present.
Good. Lydia Brazan?
Here.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
Here.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. So all six of us are here. Okay, so let's get to reviewing the PD hire process. Lydia sent out at, was it the...
Lydia sent out something that probably needs at least one item a little bit more work.
Yeah.
Anything that confuses it more is not good.
Lydia sent out a substitute motion, which I think is a good idea since we have so many changes. I'm looking for the time that you sent it, Lydia. Where is Lydia Brazan? Lydia Brazan. I'm still seeing out of this one eye here.
8:12.
Okay.
8:12 Eastern time.
What did you say, Marcel? I'm sorry.
8:12 Eastern time.
8:12, okay. Marcel will be my seeing eye person tonight. Where is this thing? Oh, shoot. So everyone has that. Okay. What I'd like to do is to, we'll do as we normally do. We go through each item and approve each piece of the item. And last night I sent you this would be the only substitute. What I sent last night, I tried to incorporate everybody's ideas, and then Lydia did a nice job streamlining this today. Look at Lydia's version. And
I'm going to wait because we said it was going to be an hour-long meeting. So.
Yes. We're gonna get this baby done in an hour.
Okay.
So, let's see. The first...
Okay.
Go ahead, Marcel.
Okay, so, number one. On number one, line number two.
I have a large...
After the... Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Line number two, including paid and unpaid staff members. And I know that we discussed this earlier because I brought this up before. Why, and you were saying it had something to do with your station, why do you use the specific term paid and unpaid staff members?
Because
we don't have any paid staff members on our LSB.
It's in the...
ex officio. You know, we only have the GM and the PD.
Okay. Because in the bylaws, that's what they refer to as. So that's why I like to use that language.
But you could have a paid staff member on the LSB.
Marcel, but I think that you do. Wasn't Kimmery staff?
He's unpaid. He's... unpaid.
But we have paid staff on our LSB.
Yes.
Well, right. The category is one. It's paid and unpaid. So it can be either and or a mixture of two in terms of who gets elected to the LSB.
Right.
I'm just afraid that it will be misinterpreted at W, and that misinterpretation will turn into paid staff members inserting themselves into the process when it really should just be limited to the MASC and the LSB.
Right. So the way Lydia worded it, Marcia, I will take into consideration your concerns. Okay? So how about If we proceed?
If it just says staff members.
I like to use the bylaws language. So
but
what
the bylaws...
I'm sorry?
I'll wait till you finish.
So what you need to do at as the person representing W is to get them accustomed to using the bylaws language, because that's what we have, and we're governance, and that's what we should be using. I mean, they just have to understand if I know they call them programmers, but they're not paid, so they're unpaid staff.
I'm just concerned about the linear interpretation and the torture. The 6 months of torture back and forth. I understand what it means. They understand.
Anyone
what it
there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you, Marcel. I feel your pain, you know, but like I said, this is a process. We want to make sure it's airtight, and I hate to use this word, that if someone, you know, wants to sue or whatever, at least our language is bylaws compliant. I mean, that's the explanation, really. Okay?
Yeah, Marcel, you may want to just review the language for elections to the LSCs, and that's why, as Nia said, that's why we're using that specific language. If specific issues come up where it is clear, or, you know, as clear as we ever are, that would be an opinion from our attorney when the circumstances arise, unless you can think of better language, but this is kind of universally used throughout the network. I mean, yeah. Okay.
Madam
okay.
Chair.
Does anybody else want
to have to be recognized? I apologize.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Teresa?
Okay. I want to make sure that, as Secretary, I'm on the right page here. I'm taking Lydia's substitute motion, which was sent out on January 19th at 7:12 p.m., and it's entitled Substitute Motion for PD Search for Tonight's Meeting, and that's what we're working from, and we're starting at the very beginning. I haven't even looked at it to see whether she's made changes. Like yesterday, we asked that everything that said committee, you changed everything to subcommittee?
She did.
Okay, and we're going to start at starting at the very beginning, or are we starting at number three as we were, because we got up to number three yesterday?
At the very beginning?
Number one.
Okay. What it says here, substitute
one of the
motion.
Things we discussed was adding the bylaws language.
Okay.
So what it says here, the substitute motion, Pacifica Foundation Program Director Search Process. As Article 7, School Station Boards, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties, Section E of the bylaws reads, and bear with me, I have a large print, I have many pages here, and in to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of station program director, which pool of approved candidates the station's general manager shall hire the station's program director. The LSB may appoint a special subcommittee for this purpose. There, that she took straight from the from the bylaws, which is just is the same as I sent out yesterday. So that should be okay with everybody, correct? So we can go on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it goes, be it hereby resolved that the following steps shall be taken in sequence in order to conduct an approved search for a candidate to fill in an open position. All references below to quote-unquote national office specifically indicate the national HR worker, if one is in place, or if not, the ED. That was approved before. So is there an objection to that?
No objection.
Okay. Now, number one, here we go. When LSB creates a search subcommittee, the LSB shall specify in the motion which creates it which of the procedures it intends to delegate. Such a subcommittee shall include a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 11 members, consisting of LSV members, including paid and unpaid staff members, and may also include non-LSV listener members and non-LSV staff members. Names, email addresses, and phone numbers of all subcommittee members shall be sent to the national office. That language was approved in the original motion. So this, I assume this is okay, right?
No objection.
Okay. Now, could someone please help me with number 2? Marcel, would you like to help me with number 2, please, to read?
The PNB Personnel Committee shall provide a copy of the job description, candidate evaluation criteria, and the non-LSB members of a created subcommittee. A confidentiality agreement to be executed by the subcommittee's second meeting.
Okay. Last night we agreed to the second meeting. I think that was what Marcel suggested. So we're still in agreement with that, right?
Absolutely.
Oh. No objection.
Objection? Okay.
A correction on number 2. I think that needs to be 2ND instead of RD. Is that what I'm looking at?
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely correct. Okay. ND. Okay. I probably had RD, forgive me. When you're seeing out of one eye and Lydia just went through. Okay, great. ND will fix that. All right. Number 3. Who else would like to read? Number 3. We'll take turns.
I'll read it. The LSB or its subcommittee shall arrange through the national office for publication of an ad in venues reaching diverse communities per FCC and EEO guidelines, and the ad shall be placed within 7 days of the request. Ad budget shall be set by the GM and LSB. In addition, an ad shall be posted at the station's premises, on its website and airwaves, and in its e-newsletter or other publications, period. Application period shall be 30 to 45 days, and application shall be submitted to a central location in the national office and then distributed, in their entirety, via email to the LSB and or its subcommittee and the GM.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. I think that's good. We had agreed on that in the original one. We didn't change anything there. So that's still agreeable?
Okay. No objection.
No objection. Okay. Number 4. Lydia, you want to read number 4?
No, I'm driving.
You still drive? Okay. Okay.
And
no,
then
I
also want to say that when we get to, I think it was number 7, if I'm still driving, because it shouldn't take me too long to get home, if we could leave that for last, because I do want to see if I can split it up into 2. I mean, once I sent it, anyway.
Okay, yeah. And I might have, when we get to, because I was going to suggest that also, but 2, split it in 2. So we'll see how it goes. Okay, number 4. Andrea, are you there, Andrea?
No, I'm not. I was just listening into the reading, right? Yeah. I don't have it in front of me right now.
No problem.
Okay, I'll read number 4. The LSB or its subcommittee shall create a timeline of no more than 6 months for its work, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting. The timeline shall include a meeting at which the subcommittee shall receive training from the National Office on laws and rules concerning the hiring process. There may be 2 sets of final interviews, one by any interested paid or unpaid staff, and the other by the subcommittee. Okay, once again, I hate to be the stickler here, but I see the wall of fire that we're going to run into at W. Is there a requirement that this, because I don't remember this from our last PD search process, that staff, paid or unpaid, was to interview the the PD candidate.
And I have an amendment to the language as well.
It says may. It does say may.
Right. There may be two sets of final interviews. Exactly. And we agreed to it was shall, and it was changed to may, and that was passed without objection.
Yeah.
Well, I think what I did not do was I hold myself at fault for this. I don't think I read this, or it was not the culture that there is now. But this will make sure that our process will last 9 months, not six.
There is
And to that point, the amendment I wanted to make was instead of no more than is to have not to exceed 6 months.
Not, wait a second. Going back to the prior one, Lydia? Where was that now?
Number four. Mm-hmm. Instead of no more than not to exceed 6 months.
Okay.
Any difference, but nah, I don't object to that.
That was okay.
It's just
clear.
More emphatic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not to exceed a timeline, not to exceed 6 months for its work. Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
So is there any objection to that?
No, but we haven't finished Marcel's point.
Okay. So can we start at the top of the sentence, Marcel? I mean, the item and work our way down? Is that okay?
The LSB or the subcommittee shall create a timeline not to exceed.
Right.
6 months for its work, including
right.
meetings,
right.
rankings, interviews, and report at each LSB meeting.
Okay,
the timeline.
Great.
Okay, new sentence. The timeline.
Okay. I just wanted to
hammer that one in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. What did you say, Marcel?
No. I said you just wanted to make sure that sentence is worded correctly.
Yes. So, is there any objection to striking of no more than 6 months and putting in not to exceed 6 months? There's no objection to that, right?
No, but I just heard, it's funny, when you read things out loud, you hear things, you know, and vice versa. When you read things on paper, you see things you don't hear. I would say to complete its work. What is the wording right now? Because I'm still driving.
It says,
the LSB or its subcommittee shall create a timeline not to exceed 6 months for its work, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting.
Right. So instead of for its work, I would move that it said to complete its work, including, and then that's it, just to complete its work instead of for its work.
Instead of what? I didn't hear you, Lydia.
To complete.
Instead of for its work, replace it with to complete its work.
Okay. So I'll read it.
6 months to complete its work.
Okay. So I'll read it one more time. The LSB or its subcommittee shall create a timeline not to exceed 6 months to complete its work, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting.
That's correct.
Okay.
But first, we have decided everybody agrees on my amendment to that.
Yeah. Is any objection to that?
None.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the timeline shall include, there was no objection to that sentence. Now, I hear objections to there may be two sets of final interviews, one by any interested paid and unpaid staff, the other by the subcommittee. And I hear that that people don't want the staff to be. Oh, was objecting to the word interview, or what was the other word some of you guys were using?
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I would be more comfortable, given the differences in the dynamics of different stations, that they will meet with the staff. I think it's obvious questions would be asked and so forth, but it wouldn't be. See, when you do an interview, first of all, and this may be something we might ask our attorney, in the first, at the beginning, earlier in this motion, we have specified training by HR. You also, in the motion somewhere, specify the uniformity of questions and so forth. So if you use, and that criteria presumably is, and is specified as being for the interview, if you use that for, if you use the word interview, then they will also have, the entire staff would also have had to go through that training and have the uniformity of questions and so forth. So the use of interview is problematic, I think, in terms of an HR norm. I would prefer meet, because there's no way you can require 200 unpaid staffers to, you know, that you can guarantee that they've gone through that training.
Yeah, that's a good point, Lydia.
And the questions that are recommended or whatever.
That's a good point. I guess I didn't think about it, because I know here at I, it's been done for God knows how many years, and there has
never
been a...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Pardon?
Nia.
I'm sorry,
Nia,
can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I said I hear your point. I guess I didn't think of it that way, because here at WBAI, we've been doing it for the past 10 years this way, and there had never been an incident. But I get your point. So what we need is not really a synonym, but we need a substitute word. There may be...
No, I think it needs to be a separate sentence. Again, I'm almost sure I'll be able to come up with something, but...
Okay, let's see. How about...
Why don't we move on to leave this again to go back to? Let's finish the things we agree on without much dissent.
Okay. And you say you'll be home in a little while?
Yeah, just a few minutes, less than like 3 minutes.
All right. Okay. Number five. So we're alternating between Teresa and Marcel. Would you like to read number five, Teresa?
No, I walked away from my computer. I'm sorry.
Okay. Number five. All LSB or this should say sub. Or its subcommittee. Why do I have... now, this one here, am I looking at the wrong thing, Lydia? You didn't have subcommittee here, right? I guess that's what it should be.
Did I miss one?
Yeah, that's okay. All LSB, all LS... or subcommittee, this is what it should say, or subcommittee meetings regarding the hiring process shall be noticed to the public and held according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws. So that's pretty, there's no objection to that, is there? I mean, we really can't do anything about that. Okay?
Okay.
No objection.
Okay, no objection.
Okay.
Okey-doke. Number six, Marcel, you want to do number six, please?
To assure equal treatment of all candidates, each interview round shall be conducted by the same method, e.g. phone, in person, etc. All initial interviews shall be by phone.
Okay. I think we're okay with that one. Is there any objection to that?
No objection.
No.
Okay. Number...
But I do have a question about it. Why is that the case?
I think that the way a lot of people are interviewing folks by phone, and if you want to make sure that everybody is treated equally, you know what I mean? You don't want one person to have three phone interviews.
No, I understand. See, I understand that, But what I don't understand is why the first interview has to be by phone. I mean, when we have had it here, because everybody's local, then they're
That's
all...
not the case always for applicants.
No, no, I know.
Come all over. So
I
that's
realize.
Why it makes it good to have it by interview, by telephone.
I agree it should be consistent, so I'm saying, but if all of your candidates are local, then that, you know, to insist that that first interview be by phone doesn't make sense to me. But if you have any that have to be by phone, then they all have to be by phone.
So
you see what I'm saying?
No,
so
it doesn't make it equal or fair then. That gives one leg up, even if they are local. It just doesn't seem balanced unless you have it that way.
Okay, so I think I'm hearing what you're saying, Andrea. So you're objecting to this. Is there any other opinion on this besides Lydia and Andrea?
No, I think Andrea is agreeing with it. I'm the one dissenting. I don't have a problem with saying the intent of the motion. I only have a problem with mandating that the first interview has to be by phone. I think what we want to say is that if you interview any of the candidates by phone, they all have to be by phone. Or you can say, if, for example, you know, some of your candidates are going to be interviewed by phone, then they all have to be interviewed by phone so that there isn't that disparity. But otherwise, see, I don't want the process to be elongated. Like when we did it, we came up with our process. We all came in on a Saturday and conducted the first round of interviews in person because they were all local. And then, you know, and then the second round, et cetera, right? But then if there was someone out of the area, with another search committee, when there was someone out of the area, we did conduct those interviews by phone because one person was out of state. So it's just a matter of having it consistent that you don't interview some in person and some on the phone. I think that's what we're trying to get to. Yeah.
Right.
So just strike.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that all of them should be interviewed by phone.
Okay. One second, Andrea.
Strike the second sentence.
Okay.
That's all you have.
Sorry, Andrea. I think we can, it says, to assure equal treatment of all candidates, each interview round shall be conducted by the same method. Example, phone, in person. I think we could just strike that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
mm-hmm.
just strike the second sentence.
Strike it, yes.
So
okay, good.
Yeah, that's good.
Says to assure equal treatment. Okay? That solves that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. Now we can
okay, great. Is there any objection to striking that last sentence? Because it is
without
covered
objection.
In the first.
Read
without
that,
objection.
Well, we'll read the whole thing at the end anyway. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll read it now.
The garage door.
Read now because...
I'm reading it now.
Oh, ladies. Some people just have 1 hour. And that's why
that's
we didn't
right.
be so late so we won't have to stay on for a long time. Sorry, getting hoarse.
That's right.
To ensure equal treatment of all candidates, each interview round shall be conducted by the same method. Parentheses has example, phone, in-person, et cetera, blah, 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 et cetera. That's it. So we'll strike that. So without objection, correct?
Right.
Without objection, correct.
Okay, great. I'm spilling something for me in my house again. I'm sorry. The, number seven. The name of all the names of all second round applicants. Oh,
it, Mia, this is the one that I asked to be made later. Then.
Okay.
You still
not home yet, right?
I'm not at my computer yet. I'm just trying.
Okay, so we'll go to number eight.
The LSB or subcommittees shall formulate a list of standard interview questions for all candidates.
That one should be without objection, right? I think we did
without
that.
Objection.
Okay.
Without objection.
No objection.
Number nine.
The LSB or its subcommittee shall decide on its pool 3 to 5 and rankings of recommended candidates using single transferable voting, comma, with LSB or committee members strongly encouraged to write a brief explanation of their votes.
Okay, so that should be or subcommittee. Again. Okay.
Or it's, yeah, the LSB or its subcommittee, yeah.
LSB or just
the C,
or
subcommittee. The C is missing.
Or subcommittee.
That's right.
Is there any objection to that? Would we just add or we just add sub in front of committee? Okay, of course.
May I ask a question, though?
Good. I was going to ask a question, so go ahead.
I think I heard Marcel and Teresa.
No, Teresa first, and then I'll ask after Teresa.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just want to see if I understand at this point. Let's say you have a subcommittee, and the subcommittee decides on a pool. Does that pool then go to the LSB so the LSB doesn't pick the pool?
Right.
Right.
That's further in the process. Yes.
Well, although, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Earlier at the beginning of the motion, it said if you form the subcommittee and you specify what prerogatives you're giving it, let's say you may just decide, oh, I just want a subcommittee to put out the ads and collect the resumes, or I want a subcommittee that creates the pool, which is going to be probably the most common one, and then the LSB decides ultimately on that. That's how the bylaws are written. But there is discretion there as to what the LSB wants to do. LSB may not even form a committee. They may want to do it collectively all themselves.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Lydia. I had feedback and didn't hear some of.
Yeah, getting feedback. I don't know.
Well. Okay. You want me to repeat it?
Yes.
I'm about to change phones. Maybe that will. I don't know if it's or not. I'm gonna dial in on another phone. On a landline and see if that helps to see if it's me.
Okay, as we say. So we're doing well. We're up to number 9. We have to go back to 7. We should be done. How are we doing on time, Marcel? Marcel's our timekeeper, right, Marcel?
10:11.
Mm-hmm. 10:11, you said?
Yeah,
11. Okay. See, is the buzz gone?
Yeah,
oh,
much better. Okay.
Maybe it was my phone. Okay, now I'm on the landline.
Okay.
Okay. Let me flip to what number are we on, 8?
Mm-hmm. No, we were doing number 9.
Number 9.
Okay. Yeah. They strongly encouraged to write a brief. Oh, okay. So, again, it's the prerogative of the LSB. Subcommittees are advisory, so the norm would probably be that the subcommittee goes back to the LSB to approve the rankings. But we have had one instance, in fact, it was at BAI, where the LSB gave the full authority of sending its pool, by virtue of a motion, it was all spelled out in the motion, directly to the GM. That is also permitted by the bylaws, but it must be passed by the LSB. And but under normal circumstances, you create a search committee just to do all of the paperwork and go through the process so you don't have to cull through resumes. and the LSB then votes, or in number seven, which we will discuss separately, may also say, oh, how about this person, or at least question, you know, why wasn't this person, and they seem qualified, and the person may say, well, you know, they're totally against the mission of Pacifica or something, whatever disqualified them. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
So what are you saying, Lydia?
For number nine?
Yeah.
For number nine, it says the LSB or its subcommittee shall decide on the pool. Because
yeah.
There are, in other sections of this motion, the two systems are described. At the very outset, with the bylaws itself, it says either the LSB or a committee that it creates, right, ranks that pool and gives it to the general manager.
Okay, yeah. So is everyone clear on that now? So aside from adding sub in front of committee, is there any objection to that language?
I'm sorry, we're on number nine, and you're saying we're adding something?
No.
Yeah. Where it
oh,
says,
instead of committee, it should be subcommittee?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Just going to add the word sub in front of committee. Okay, is there any objection to that?
May I just read that again?
Sure.
It's going to read, the LSB or its subcommittee shall decide on its pool 3-5 and rankings of recommended candidates using single transferable voting, comma, with the LSB or subcommittee members strongly encouraged to write a brief description of their votes.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. No objection then.
Okay, right. Okay. Let's go back. Are you situated now, Lydia?
Pardon?
Are you situated now?
Yeah, I'm situating. Okay, but we can continue till
okay.
The end, and then we can go back and pick up the ones we haven't decided on.
No, because I might have. I don't want to get too far because I have.
Oh, okay. So you want me to go into what? Which one? Seven.
Number seven. Are
okay.
We going to finish that out?
Okay. Okay.
Well, we didn't finish.
It says the names of all second round applicants shall be confidentially transmitted to the LSB and GM. Which who may request from the LSB and or its subcommittee to include additional qualified candidates and interviews. The request to include additional qualified candidates may or may not be granted by the LSB and remains at the discretion of the LSB. Should the LSB decline the request, it shall provide a rationale for doing so to the GM.
Okay. I'd like to take a stab. Who would like to say something?
My rationale, because that was my motivated language, was that whether it's the LSB who requests this from the subcommittee or the GM who requests it from the LSB, that if they see in the resume someone who seems, as it's the example I used earlier, someone who seems eminently qualified, then the committee or the LSB should be able to respond, because there needs to be a rationale for everything we do, and say, no, oh my goodness, this candidate was completely against our mission. And so that would be, or the person didn't know, like, the first thing about radio, despite what he put in his resume, or, you know, any other kind of seemingly qualified on paper, but not so in the interviews, right? So, that kind of a thing, because we need to know, because, for example, I'll give you an example that has come up many years ago, so this is not current. Let's not read into anything. But if you have a situation, and this was under advice of counsel at the time, if you have a situation where you have someone who is very experienced, perhaps has been acting in an interim position, whatever, and then you hire someone who has no experience whatsoever in that particular job, and you are asking that other person who might be currently employed at the station to train someone who has no
experience, and there is no other rationale other than perhaps partisanship on the board, then you set yourself up for some dicey legal issues here, right? So that's the only thing that you want to avoid. It doesn't mean that the GM can just say, oh, I want this person in the pool. That's not what this says. It says they may make a request. I think anybody should be able to request anything. But anyway, they may make a request, but the LSB may say, no, we vetted this candidate and, you know, we don't think that person should be in the pool for whatever reason. So that's all that that's there for. And the same thing for the LSB vis-a-vis the its subcommittee, although that's a different relationship, so that should go without question anyway. But regardless, that was the purpose of that.
Okay. Anyone else would like to say anything? Okay. My concern with this is that...
Nia, you're fading. I can't hear you very well.
Can everybody else hear me?
Oh, now I can. Yeah.
Pull this thing close to my face at the same time. My concern with this is that it opens up the GM to coercion. I mean, I hear what Lydia said. There's that side of the coin, and there is this other side of the coin, where a GM could have somebody in there, you know, who he or she thinks that he wants. And actually, WBAI, that did happen here before. So it, to me, in another world other than Pacifica, this would work. And I think that managers have the right to select or hire their direct reports. I agree with that. But somehow this still violates the bylaws, because the sole role of the GM is to pick from the pool. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I am just concerned. And it's not that I'm so, you know, hardline or whatever. I understand. But sometimes when we are flexible, we can also cause a whole lot more problems. So it's that concerns me, and that's why I am not really for this item. But if anybody has anything else to say, I will entertain that, or we could just take a vote. How is that? So we go to a vote, or Marcel, Tisha, Andrea, you ladies would like to add anything to it?
No, you've explained my concern. So I'll call the question.
Okay.
All right, then let's take a vote.
Okay, Teresa?
Yes, you really want... Do I really need to call out the name?
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead.
Is there an objection? So we're talking about number 9.
No, number 7.
7.
We do number
I'm
7.
I'm sorry. We're on number 7.
Yes.
Okay. Teresa says yes. Nia?
No.
All right, Lydia?
Yes.
Afia? Can't hear Afia. I'm sorry? I can't hear Afia. Marcel?
I think...
Marcel?
I'm a pass.
All right.
I'm still
Marcel
reading.
Andrea?
No.
Okay. So we're back to Marcel, and right now it's 2 yeses and 2 noes. So Marcel's going to break the tie. Maybe we should discuss this a little bit more.
No, I mean, we can respectfully agree to disagree. There's no problem. It's fine.
No problem.
Okay, I'm going to go to no. Abstain is the same as no, so I'll just say no.
All right. So if she says no, then I guess we need to discuss what are we going to do instead of it.
Okay. Well, my thing was to strike it all together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's now struck?
So we're back to number nine. I mean, number 10.
Okay, can we take the vote on striking it as well, just so that we have a, we can chronicle what we've done?
Okay. All right. Ooh. Hello? Oh, what is wrong with this phone? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you.
So call the roll on striking it all together.
To strike.
What I meant to say, I'm sorry.
Okay, vote to strike. Teresa says pass. Nia?
Yes.
Lydia?
Abstain.
Lydia says abstain. Afia? I don't hear Afia. Marcel?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And Andrea?
Yes.
All right. And Teresa will say... Teresa will say yes. All right, so that passes 4-1. I'm sorry, a correction. 4 yes, 1 abstain. Passes. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
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 And we're all here.
We're here.
Nia, are you there? Nia?
I don't hear Nia.
Nia? I hear a little static instead of her. Nia, we can't hear you. Lost Nia.
Sorry.
I got dropped here. I'm sorry about that. Okay, now we're on to number 10. Who'd like to read number 10?
I'll read it. 10. If at the six-month mark of the subcommittee's existence approaches, and it appears that the subcommittee will not complete its work, the LSB may reaffirm the committee and extend its term or elect to reconstitute the subcommittee, reconstitute using the same process articulated in number one above.
Maybe we should add to reconstitute the subcommittee.
I'm sorry, I got dropped again. Word, is the second word at or as?
If.
As the 6 month mark of the subcommittee's existence approaches.
It should be as.
You're right.
As with an S.
It should be as.
Okay.
With an S.
Okay. I'm sorry, folks. I apologize. What were we at number 10? If at the 6 month mark.
We're on number 10.
It's going to be if as.
If at the 6 month mark existence.
If as the 6 month mark of the subcommittee's existence approaches.
Right.
And then we should add sub to the LSB may reaffirm the sub.
Okay, so we're saying, did I hear you correctly? You're saying to strike and just go, it appears that.
No, just replace as, at with as, add an S instead of a T.
Yeah.
Okay. Read it for me, please.
If as the 6 month mark of the subcommittee's existence approaches? I don't think so.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Could someone please read it the way we're suggesting?
They're saying, hello. If I'm understanding them, they're saying drop at and put as. Is anybody out here?
Yeah, the choice here is whether you want to wait till you've reached the 6 months
or the wording that was there before, it was not my wording, that as the 6 months approaches, it looks like the committee will not finish its work, then the committee can be reconstituted or reaffirmed. And so it's just a grammatical thing that if you're saying, if at the six-month mark of the subcommittee's existence approaches, that's the typo, I believe, it would have to say if as the mark approaches, or unless you say if at the six-month mark it appears. So you have to decide whether you want to do this as it approaches or as you reach 6 months.
Okay. And you want to do it as it approaches.
As.
Okay, then it's as, and you delete the and before it appears.
Right. Okay. I got it.
And you add the subcommittee after the LSC may reaffirm the subcommittee.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Now, this is where I had my... This one I had a little, the way it reads right now, is this one I had, as the 6 month mark of the subcommittee existence project, it appears that the subcommittee will not complete its this is okay? Is there a motion to
doing? I heard you mumbling. Are you on number 11 now?
Who are you saying is mumbling? I'm sorry?
No. It sounded like mumbling. I couldn't hear you. Were you reading it?
Yeah,
are you reading 11?
Number 10 is approved?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes, with the changes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, with the changes. Yeah, right. Thanks, Marcia.
Can somebody
read that so I understand how it's just been approved?
Okay, it's if, as, with an S, the six-month mark of the subcommittee's existence approaches and is struck, it appears that the subcommittee will not complete its work. The LSB may reaffirm the subcommittee and extend its term or elect to reconstitute using the same process articulated in number one above.
Great. Okay.
Do you think we need to add or reconstitute the subcommittee? Does it seem odd to just say or elect to reconstitute? It's a grammatical question.
I would strike elect.
Extend the term or
I don't
reconstitute.
See the word elect.
Elect to reconstitute.
Oh, I see.
Because there has to be an election when you reconstitute.
Anyway, so you could strike elect in two.
The LSB may reaffirm the subcommittee and extend its term to reconstitute using the same process?
Extend its term or reconstitute. In the same process.
So you want to get rid of the word elect?
To elect to.
Elect. Okay.
Elect and to. So now it reads, if as the 6 month mark of the subcommittee's existence approaches, it appears that the subcommittee will not complete its work, the LSB may reaffirm the subcommittee and extend its term or reconstitute using the same process articulated in number one above.
Okay.
But my question was, should we add or reconstitute the subcommittee?
Well, here it's a
verb. Yeah. From the subcommittee extension.
Using the same process articulated in number one.
I think it's fine the way it is.
Okay, yes.
I mean, it assumes that you're going to follow number one, which
is
to elect, right?
I'm good. I'm not looking for extra words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
None.
Did it echo again?
None.
Okay. Number 11. Who would like to read number 11?
I'm fine.
The LSB and or its subcommittee shall produce a final public report explaining the process it went through in its search and recommendations, and shall also submit a confidential appendix to the LSB containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool members, 3 to 5, comma, along with any explanations written by members of their vote.
Okay. Is there any discussion on that one?
I won't object, but I think there will be some questions since votes are confidential and whatever, Chris, but we're not insisting on it.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
I actually, there's a lot of echoing. I can't hear that well. I guess you folks can't hear me that well.
No, we can hear you now.
The language from yesterday, numbers 11 and 12, that say, I was thinking maybe instead of this, let's see, number 11, a creative committee. I think in number 11, we either are going to have to stop at where it says the LSB and our subcommittee produce a final public report, explain the process it went through in its search and recommendation. Because the way it reads now, it's not saying it's talking about, it's not saying what happens if there is no subcommittee. It needs to define what the LSB does. So I wanted to make it clearer than the way it's currently written. So yesterday, numbers 11 and 12, were clearer, and they read, a created subcommittee, I didn't fix the language there because I'm just reading, I printed yesterday, a created subcommittee shall write a final public report explaining the process it went through in its search and recommendations, and shall also submit confidential appendix to the LSB containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool, members 3 to 5, along with any explanations written by committee members of their votes. Then number 12, if no committee is created or if those tasks were not assigned, the LSB shall prepare a public report as described above and a confidential appendix to the GM containing the names and rankings of the recommended pool members 3 to 5, along with any explanations written by the LSB members for their votes. So that would take care of the subcommittee and the LSB if there's no subcommittee created.
And so this is, Lydia, the reason that I had deleted that second one is because I thought it was redundant. I thought it was sufficient to just say the LSB and or its subcommittee and have less words to.
Yeah, I know. But the way, at least the way it reads to me, the way it says, and shall also submit a confidential plan to the LSB containing the name. So the LSB is not submitting an appendix to the LSB. The way that's the way that reads to me now, as it stands.
I see what it is. So that, yeah, that portion. Okay, I have no objection to reiterating, but then it needs to be.
So I'm confused as to what we're agreeing to here. So.
Okay, I'm going to let me just.
I don't have yours in front of me, Nia.
Okay, so could you kindly send 11 and 12 to?
But I would cut out that word created.
Okay. You want to send it?
We've already discussed how the subcommittee is constituted and
okay. It
as such. So.
Well, I guess I wanted to just further define or make it clearer. You know how sometimes people, oh, well, it doesn't say this.
I know, but I.
Are we going back to.
See it, Lydia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to read it. I don't have yours in front of me.
Okay. Well, how about if it says, if a subcommittee is created? Do you like that better? Maybe that's better? It shall write a report.
I think it should. This number 11, you're just doing one for the subcommittee and one for the LSB, right? 11 and then 12 is LSB.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just you know, the subcommittee, we've already designated the whole relationship. So in the case of a subcommittee, it shall produce a final public report. Da-da-da-da.
In case the sub,
in the case of a search subcommittee, it shall produce a final public report, etc. And then number 12 would be
Can you please
stated before.